Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, February the 17th of 2018. And the time is 11:30 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, has got a very powerful topic for you today. Today we want to get into understanding, you know, why is it that sometimes we have the desire to do, but we don't have the energy to do. So today we want to talk about this unconscious energy or lack thereof. We want to really, look behind the curtain of this unconscious energy that controls our conscious energy. We really want to focus or hone in on the fact that a lot of people have desires or dreams or wishes or goals or things that we would like to accomplish. But how is it that some people don't have the ability to accomplish those things that they wish to accomplish? And what that means. So basically, we're looking at the fact that there is a desire to move forward. It could be exercise. And for some reason or another, the ability to actually implement that desire is not there. There could be a desire to start writing a book. There could be a desire to start learning how to play a new instrument. There could be a desire to move forward in life in one particular area or another. So there's many desires, but we don't have the energy by which to put behind that desire in order for us to move forward into an area that's going to allow us to accomplish the things that we desire. And the reason that is because we attract into our life the things that we give energy to support our life. And it's very important, brothers and sisters, because when we talk about this, that underlying reason is the result of what is called cognitive energy deficit disorder. So when we talk about cognitive energy, that is cognitive, that represents the mind. You know, energy is this inertia, and then there is this deficit or this dissonance. That simply means that the conscious and the sub or the unconscious have two different intentions. Now, to break this down for you and the ability that really is easily to assimilate is simply understanding that underneath your conscious desire is an unconscious intention that is different from your conscious desire. So you could have an intellectual desire to play an instrument, but you have an unconscious knowing of the amount of time and the amount of energy that it's going to take for you to accomplish that goal. And so therefore, you don't put no energy into it. And it's really interesting when you watch people say what they want, but then they proceed to do something that proves that they don't want what they say that they want. And then many people don't understand why or what is going on. Now, it's very important when it comes to especially the life management system that I use and the clients that are part of this life management system. Because without this understanding, my brothers and sisters, we do not have the ability to execute the goals, which is the life-sustaining pattern inside of the life management system. Now, let me make sure that you understand what I just said. A lot of people want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. But underneath, they don't. And because that is unconscious, They don't understand the magnitude of this unconscious energy. Because it's unconscious, it's very difficult to detect. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. When we have a thought, that thought comes from somewhere. And when that thought hits our brains, what that thought does, it's an ideal. It's an I-D-E-A-L. Now, I've done many shows already on the difference between those two, so we won't waste time with that. And I want to say this because this is very difficult to really wrap your brain around. That's why I'm talking real slow today, and I'm trying to take energy out of what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today, because this is more of a teaching instead of a preaching. So there is an I-D-E-A-L, an ideal, and then there is an I-D-E-A, an ideal. So what happens is in the conscious part of the brain, there is this I-D-E-A-L. But in the unconscious or the subconscious part of the brain, there is this I-D-E-A. And this ideal is unconscious. So since we are not aware consciously of this unconscious aspect of the brain, we're not even getting into the subconscious. And so when we talk about consciousness, it's really important because we're talking about energy. So we have a conscious energy. Then we have a subconscious energy that's underneath that. And then we have a unconscious energy. It is this unconscious energy that we are talking about today. So this unconscious energy is found deep down inside of your DNA. That's what is called a DNA imprint. So that DNA imprint sabotages all of the love and compassion and the reason and logic that you have inside of your life. Now, let me break this down because this is extremely important when it comes to getting results in your life. This is why a lot of people don't get results in their lives. So the conscious brain just has reason and logic. If it's reasonable, this is where all of the sevens, all of the 11s hang out, conscious brain. They analyze stuff. They look at it. If it makes logical sense, let's proceed. And then we have the subconscious brain. This is where all the creative people, the threes like myself, the fives hang out. This is the creative part of the brain. This is where we have all the love and compassion. And now we have another part of the brain. And then this part of the brain is where the DNA, this is the pattern part of the brain. This is the part of the brain that comes from what I call the pitar. So this part of the brain, the word pattern is, pitar is P-A-T-E-R. Pattern is P-A-T-T-E-R. N, the N is silent. So this is the pitar. The pitar is down inside of your DNA. That is the unconscious energy. That is the unconscious pattern that has been sent from the pitar, which gives us the English word father. So the English word father comes from the Greek word pitar, which again is manifested inside of the English word pattern. So patterns are power. So you have no power by which to engage in love and compassion or to pursue reason and logic if you're not operating according to the pattern of the pitar. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because this is extremely, 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 extremely important. So I'm taking my time with this one today. I'm purposely talking very slow so I don't get all hyped up and energized and start yelling and screaming and you guys miss the message. You see, when I sit and it's really obvious now because I talk to clients and they don't know why they are sabotaging the program. And it's amazing to watch. It's just like, because at this stage of the game, I'm out of the game. So now I'm sitting on the sidelines. I'm watching It's like an old athlete watching young athletes play. And it's really kind of sad because you already know that some of the athletes look like rats on a treadmill. They're going to burn themselves out. Because it's like if you're running a mile and you start off too fast, a mile, you got to pace yourself. You can't start off really fast in the first lap. Because if you do, you're going to burn yourself out. And the last lap, you're not going to have no energy, and everybody's going to pass you up. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The brain is a filter that blocks out the pattern that's sent by the guitar. Your brain is not your friend. The brain is an awesome instrument. We use it, but intellect stifles intuition. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. Intellect can or does have the potential to stifle or slow down intuition. Let me say that one more time. Intellect, although it is great and it is awesome, it has the power to slow or stifle the intended outcome that was the result of the vision that you formed. So within the realm of the unconscious lies the true magic in your ability or inability to deliberately or unconsciously, consistently produce what you intentionally desire. Now, the reason why this is so important, because this is what is called a spontaneous quantum leap. In order for you to exercise a spontaneous quantum leap, you must overstand the unconscious pattern that has been sent from the patar that's inside of the letters A, C, G, T, or your DNA. And so all I do is I help people to understand the operating system of the unconscious mind. That's why I'm here on Earth. I'm here on Earth to expose the unconscious operating system that you have that's sent to you by the patar. And when I expose it, people freak out because, again, it's unconscious. You don't know it's there. And so I tell you something that you know you're doing, but you get little concerned or, like I had today, pissed off because I know something about you that you don't know. Now, you know it's there because, let's say, like something simple. You got laundry. You've done the laundry. It's time to fold the laundry. But you're not folding the laundry. The laundry is just sitting there in the basket. It's clean. It has been washed. You know the next step is to fold the laundry and place it into its proper drawer or the proper location that you've allocated for your home in order to keep your home looking nice. But for some reason, there is no energy. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Reason and logic tells you that you've done the laundry, it's dry, it's sitting in a basket, it needed to be folded and put away. Love and compassion says, I like having my stuff organized. I want a clean, neat home. So when people come in, they don't see my laundry sitting in a basket that's not folded. So everything makes reasonable and logical sense. And you've attached some sense of love and compassion. But what's missing is the unconscious energy that's sent from the patar or from the pattern. Now, remember, the word patar is a Greek word for the English word father that's mentioned every time in the Bible, especially in James 3, where it says all good gifts comes down from the Father of lights. The word father there means P-A-T-E-R. If you add the other T, you get P-A-T-T-E-R. The N is silent. So you get the pattern. So the pattern is the pater or the patar. Pattern, patar. The patar gives you the pattern to establish the path that you are on. So there is no energy for folding laundry and for doing stuff. We do those things. We force ourselves to do the laundry because we don't have the underneath inertia that comes from the DNA that powers the IDEA that also powers the IDEAL. So the IDEAL is the conscious brain, reason and logic. The IDEA is the subconscious brain, love and compassion. And then the ID, without the EA or the EA, is the DNA. So we have the ID. This is your ID card. Your spiritual ID gives you your spiritual idea and also your spiritual ideal. Now, remember, the ideal is the lower level ID. Now, this lower level ID, again, is what you do inside of this luminescence ether we call a body. So we are in this body, but we're not of this body. So you can never confuse the flesh with the spirit. A lot of people do, but you shouldn't. You should never confuse the IDEAL with the IDEA or with the ID. Because the IDEAL is the watered-down version of the ID. So the reason you have a desire but you have no energy is because the desire doesn't line up with the ID. Meaning, reason and logic, love and compassion, and the fatherly pattern. Now, the father's pattern for your life is the only thing that matters, or the only thing that I'm focused on, or the only thing that I teach. Now, remember, you attract to your life whatever you give your energy to, whatever you give your focus to, whatever you give your discipline to, whatever you give your order to. You bring about what you think about. So the universe takes these, again, unconscious thoughts as instructions, and they return them back to you in the form of experiences. But since these are unconscious, that patterns that come from the Patar, many of us, again, are not aware of it. So we don't know why we have a desire to play the piano, but we have no energy to play the piano because the playing the piano is not inside of the pattern of the Patar. Playing of the piano is an ideal. It's a great ideal. You would be awesome playing the piano, but that's not part of God's plan for this dimension, for this stage of your life. Now, can you gather inertia and force? This is what I've been doing. This is the Luciferian. This is what Luciferian agenda is. This is what a Satanist is. Don't tell nobody I told you. A Satanist is somebody who has a lot of willpower. That's all. Now, let me make sure it comes from the Greek word thylema. Well, we got the thylemic order of the golden dawn. If you don't believe me, go to Google, type in thylemic order of the golden dawn. You probably see a picture of me in there. I used to be a card-carrying member. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. The thylemic order of the golden dawn. Thylemic. Thylema is the number one requirement to be a Luciferian. That's why everybody, when they talk about their craft, they're giving homage to thylema. Thylema means will. Will means bulldog tenacity. That means you do it or you die. That's the secret to life. Unfortunately, it's inside of the Codex Gigas. It's a part of the Luciferian doctrine because you don't need willpower. You need the pattern power. Power comes from the path. It comes from the place. It comes from the position. It comes from the patar. It comes from the purpose. It comes from the process. It comes from the principle. It comes from the product. It comes from the profit. It comes from the prosperity. It comes from peace. Power doesn't come from will. Yeshua says, nevertheless, not my will, but his will. Everything that you will find taught in every other system of thought deals with your willpower. Don't believe me? Study other systems. It requires your will because that comes from loose and far. Now, everybody that I know takes something called will. When they get up in the morning, you don't feel like going to work, but what do? You will it to happen. I remember when Jordan played back in the day and he would take over the game, and they say Jordan used his will. Now, one of the days I've already decoded, I'm going to do that series again where I decoded Michael Jordan, what it means, Michael. Anybody that names Michael, anybody names that N and E-L, anybody. Now, the person doesn't know. As I talked about in that series that, man, I always forget it. Sister Stacy, I know she usually emails it and texts me, let me know. It was a Netflix series with the lady, the blue lady, and the dude that came out of a flying pyramid, and he walked around and he empowered people. He would hover over people and he would go into them, and then they would have sex and blah 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 blah. It was a YouTube movie. Oh man, what was the movie? The name of that movie? If you remember, Sister Stacy texted to me. In that movie. It's interesting because the guy's name was Damion or them. There we go, Immortals. Thank you, sis. I knew Sister Stacy would remember it. It's called Immortals. If you guys have not seen that movie, you need to watch that movie. That's what's happening to you. Immortals. This is those ideals. Ideals are fragmented IDs that override your original ID. So you have an ID. But I don't want you to exercise yours, because your power comes from your pattern, because that is the patar. So the patar put himself inside of your DNA as a pattern or a code. That's why you have codon, C-O-D-O-N, inside of your DNA. And they're only turned on by certain fetters or certain letters. That is in your name. That's why everything I do, I can speak with 100% authority. I would go before any reverend, doctor, bishop on any planet. And I can guarantee you that what I'm saying is more powerful than what they're saying. Because, again, what I'm saying is coming from the patar. It's coming from the original generator. The word patar means generator. That means sender of energy. So if you don't have no energy, because where does your energy come from? Only two sources. It either comes from the patar or it comes from your will. And I guarantee you, everything that you're doing right now in your life, you're using your willpower. When you get up in the morning to go to work, what are you doing? You know, that didn't come from the patar. Because guess what, the patar, how do you know the difference between willpower and patar power? How do you know? Not think, wish, wonder, dream, consult the Kudendero, the shamans, and none of this other book, take some entheogens, or, take some, pharmacare or some drugs, drink some coffee to get you going in the morning. You know, you wake up, you're a little sluggish. Hey, let me get some caffeine and get the day started. Yeah. If you're drinking anything but distilled water with lime in it to get your day started, I'm not telling you to stop. Just know what it is. So let me make sure you understand the depth. Desire, but no energy. You got a desire to do, but you don't have the energy to do. The desire to do, but you don't have the energy to do. You don't have the inner G. The G has not entered into you to do the intended outcome. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because I live in a world and I get to deal with what I call formless entities or formless forms, because what I see in people, they can't see in themselves. Why? I could not see my own worth or my own value. And I asked the Father for this something called discernment. And now I see my worth and my value. I'm a little angry. I'm not angry at an individual. I'm angry at the system, because it's such a well-organized system. What system, Brother Will? The system of ordering that you were not taught. Well, you bring about what you are concerned about. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You bring about what you are concerned about. I don't know nobody that's concerned about solutions. Everybody that I know is concerned about problems. So therefore, you get more problems. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. This today's message again. I really, really prayed about doing this message, because I have to be very careful. And the reason I have to be very careful is because of when you get to this level, things manifest immediately in your life. There's a few people who know what I'm talking about. Because they've seen witness to what, like people like Brother Roman, Brother Dana, who know me and been with me for a long time, and they've seen me do stuff that would be considered impossible by most people. like I, you know, when I walked into the car lot and drove off with a brand new car with no cash, no credit, no job, no nothing. So what am I saying? Let me be clear, because this is extremely important to understand what goes on behind the curtains of the universe. You attract into your life whatever you give your energy to. Now, I love what I do because I'm very good at it. I didn't get very good at it because I took a class. I got very, very good at it because I was born. The only thing I did was became aware. That's all I teach, awareness, situational awareness. Your only issue in life is you're not aware of you. That's it. Every day I talk to people who tell me stuff. I talk to clients who tell me how to be me. It's crazy. I talk to people who don't know me or my system, and they got advice for me about my system. But they got a dog that don't hunt. I got a dog that does hunt. But they tell me how to hunt. Now, let me be crystal clear, brothers and sisters. Life is about results. That's it. But the results that you get. Now, remember, when you get results in life, those are the results that you are, bad or good. The problem is when something bad happens, it's the devil. When something good happens, it's God. However, that's not true. The devil works for God. He's his dog on a leash. He don't do shiznits without the Father's approval. That comes from the patar or the generator, which has been loaned or given to you in the form of the osbok. So you have the patar. You have a piece of this generating power so that way you can use it to be a co-creator with the creator. Since all I am is a creative creator, the universe takes these thoughts that I have as instructions. Let me say that again. The universe takes the thoughts, the IDEAs and the IDELs that I have as instructions. Let me say that again. The universe takes your thoughts as instructions, and the universe returns your thoughts back to you in the form of an experience. Let me say that again. The universe takes your thoughts, not mine, not Donald Trump's, not your mother's, not your father's, not your grandpappy, not your dog, not your cat. The universe only responds to your thoughts, and your thoughts are the instructions that the universe returns back to you in the form of experiences and things and people and places. Let me say that again. The universe, the Father gave you the power to create patterns. These patterns, again, create processes and procedures. Every thought starts a process of creation. Thoughts are the most dangerous thing. All I do every day is try to get people to see. You are concerned. That is a thought. Fear is a thought. Even though the concern is valid, don't do it. You go to the x-ray machine. The doctor shows you the cancer on the x-ray machine. Everything in your body says that is real. It's not. Your bank account ain't got, it got zeros in it. Everything in your body tells you that is real. It is not. Reality is not real. Thoughts are real. Thoughts are more powerful than things. Thoughts are more powerful than things. Thoughts are more powerful than things. Your unconscious energy is the only thing that you have to control or be aware of it. This is all accomplished once you understand your operating system of your unconscious mind. I call it your life-sustaining pattern, which we're going to be talking about again in about 30 minutes in my private pay-per-view. If you are not a part of the 7-hour, first of all, you should be a part of the life management system, because everything I'm telling you doesn't stick with you. You got to hear it over and over again. So all of the people who come into the program and say that, Brother Will, why you keep saying the same thing? Because that's the only way shiznits stick in your brain, because you got a reptilian brain. So I'm not trying to change the brain. I'm just trying to use the brain to override the brain, to get out of the reptilian stage, to get into the paleo, and then get out of the paleo to get into the neo. It's a process. And you want to not do the process. Okay, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way on this dimension. So I'm not trying to change the process. I just use, like the Father says, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. That's all I do. I'm using the foolishness. This system is foolishness. You should have a thought, man, it should manifest easily, but it doesn't. Why? The Cosmogrator tried to manipulate the process of creation, and he did a damn good job. That's all you got here. So all I'm simply doing is exposing the devil's modus operandi, so that way you can use what the devil meant for evil for good. So he wants you to process, he wants this system so that way he can process your chi, your prana, your energy, your light, your offspark. The Bible says it this way: we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos in you, the hope of glory. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. See, there's two, really three Jesus sis. And see, all three of those Jesus sis, you got to use. See, the devil is smart. He wants you to choose between the Christos and the Christos. He wants you to choose between pre-1611 and, you know, post-1611 or before and after 1611. Whereas, you know, if you listen to any of my shows, I never go with option A or option B. I always go with option C. So you got the Christos, you got the Christos, or you got a Agathon. So we go with option C, which is life. Now, what does that mean? That means the word Christos means drugged one. So you're going to get drugged. We all drunk the purple Kool-Aid. That's when you got saved. That's what happened to you. You drunk the Kool-Aid. That's what it means. It means drugged by Yah. Now, I think it's the only way he can save you, he got to drug you, because you're not going to go voluntarily. So you're under the spell. That's why it's called the ghost spell or the God spell. Now, I used to think that was bad. Now I understand that there is a need for the Reverend Dr. Bishops. Those are the guys that drug you. Now, once you get drugged, don't believe me, just read Matthew 23. Why he says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. Anybody don't believe me? What's the definition of the word scribe and the word paraklete in the Greek for the word parasite, or again, a scribe and Pharisee? A Pharisee. Look that up in the Greek, Pharisee. And look up scribe in the Greek. Or just read Matthew 23. Why? That's how you get drugged. Now, after you get drugged, then you become Crest. C-H-R-E-S-T. Like the toothpaste, Crest. That means implement or weapon. So you get drugged. Then you become a weapon. And then, hopefully, you get to go to third base. And you come encounter with Agathon. A-G-A-T-H-O-N, or Agathon, not the Greek character, but the benevolent one that's mentioned 33 times inside of the Helios Biblios for each vertebrae in your spinal cord. There's 33 bones in your spinal cord for Jacob's ladder. There's 33 mentions of benevolent one, good one. So you're drugged to be used as a weapon for good. But there's an underneath desire for something else, like playing the piano, or, you know, playing ice hockey, or becoming, you know, a lawyer or a doctor or whatever worldly pursuit. But is that your pattern that gives you your power? See, the power comes from the pattern. The pattern doesn't come from the power. And that pattern is the patar. It doesn't come from the patar. Because the word pattern and the word patar, which gives us the English word fatah, are father, potter, as in the potter, P-O-T-T-E-R. The potter has the right, which is the patar, potter, has the right to make the clay or the pattern any way he wants. Does the clay have the right to say to the pattern maker or the potter, make me thus? No, it doesn't. So I don't have the right, or let me rephrase that. I didn't choose my pattern, at least not to my knowledge. All I did was discover it, uncover it, I should say. So that's what I do for a living. I uncover people's pattern, and I show it to them, and they say, Doc, I don't want to be that or do that. Well, unfortunately, your DNA has said something otherwise. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because this is your operating system. Now, see, I'm using a Microsoft computer. I'm not using Apple. Let's say I decide, you know what, bump, I don't want to use Microsoft. I want to use Apple products on my Microsoft system. Well, unfortunately, Apple products don't work on Microsoft systems, and Android and the iPhone are two different things. What if I want to put Android apps on my iPhone or iPhone apps on my Android? That's what y'all are doing. That's what I was doing. See, I was trying to absorb a new concept into an old paradigm. Dog don't hunt. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because, again, what I'm saying is just scratching the surface. We're going to get more into the operating systems and doing the life management system. This is what I do when we do the one-on-ones, when I send out the modules and all of this. Everything I do is done on purpose. Why? Because in the realm of the unconscious, there is something that is really magical, if you will, and that is our ability to deliberately and consistently produce whatever we intend and desire. But unfortunately, nobody's taught this magical system of producing. This magical system is from the word magnetic. It is a magic net. So by being magnetic, by being charismatic, by being confident, by having clarity, we are magnets. So you are a magnet, but nobody taught you how to be magnetic. So I am magnetic. So when I get in my car, if I go somewhere, I'm magnetic. People notice me. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I thought it was me. And so I thought women was attracted, and men, by the way, was attracted to my body. So I figured I'd give it to them. That dog didn't hunt. That don't work. It was great. Don't get it twisted. I had a great time. But I didn't produce anything. I had no product. I had no service. And I had no information. Had a lot of sex. But that was about it. And then I had an epiphany, which I hope you've already had. That's why you're on this show. People are not attracted to you because of your body. I know you're beautiful, woman. I know you're a handsome dude, men. But you got to get past yourself. You got to get past this flesh. I know. It's going to be hard. You're a handsome guy. You know, you got big muscles. Spend all that time in the gym, pump yourself up. Dude, been there, done that. I know. It's going to be hard. Trust me. I know. Yes, I know. Yep, you got to get past the body. Women, oh, man, I know you banging 36, 24, 36. You know what I'm saying? You got your makeup on, hair on point. Oh, girl, you rocking it. I know, girl. Come on now. I'm with you, boo-boo. Unfortunately, you got to get past the chi-chis and the buttocks. I'm not telling you to get rid of them. I'm just saying you got to stop glorifying them. Because you got something called a brain. Now, I like women with brains. It doesn't hurt to have the T and A, but at this point, you need a brain. You need a spirit. You need a ruling disposition. You need a pattern that comes from the baton. So all I do is I help people to get past their flesh and to identify their pattern. Now, it's interesting because I got to fight the flesh. Because I got people, doc, I don't like your system, dog. I don't like this. I don't like that, man. You whack. Your system's whack. Everything you say is whack, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, poor creature. Because that used to be me. God sent people into my life too. You gotta remember, I don't know. I don't think nobody's in the system. All I know is that's older than me. Not that age means anything. I'm just saying that I just had way more mistakes. By the time I was 25, I've committed more error than anybody I know on earth. Now, I know there's some people out there, I just ain't met them. By the time I was 25, I had already went through about 50 jobs already. I had already started 20-something businesses. I'd already been through so many affairs that, again, lost count. I'm already at 25. I'm knocking on 60 now. I've made more mistakes than most people have even freaking thought of. And so I'm not coming at you because I'm better than you. I'm worse than you because I've made more error than you. I'm coming at you because I feel my heart goes out to you. because you're doing I see me in you. You're doing the same shit as I used to do. You're bumping your head up against the wall. You don't have to. I've already bumped my head up against the wall enough times for everybody. You have an ID card. It's a spiritual ID card. It's unconscious. It's a pattern that controls everything inside of your life. And so because you're not aware of that pattern, you cannot draw that pattern. You're only aware of the things that you're concerned about. Friendship with this world, concerns with your health, concerns with your wealth, concerns about your wisdom, concerns about your relationship, that's what's killing you. That's destroying your chi. I'm telling you, let that shizness go. Now, this is tough because you say, well, Doc, what are you saying, brother? Yeah, I shouldn't be worried about my money. Exactly. Money comes, money goes. Making money is child's play. But brother, what are you saying? I shouldn't be concerned about the state of my health. Damn, Skippy. This body, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. This body going to return to the ground. You're going to get a new glorified one. Don't spend your time. I know how many hours I spend in the gym trying to pump up this body. Waste it. Can't get that time back, man. Gone. Hours. You know how much money I spent on supplements and products back in the day when I was in physical fitness? You have any idea what I call myself wanting to be, you know, a bodybuilder? You know how much time I spent? Gone. I go to the gym now to get wisdom, not to exercise my body. Now, I need you to understand the statements that I'm saying because some people are going to take it out of context. I'm not interested in wisdom. I am wisdom. I don't need it. I already got it. Everything that you're looking for, you already got. Go within. There's a pattern inside of you that contains everything that you need to be you. Everything. So everything you're concerned about, you can drop it today. Okay? You got your children, little Johnny, and God made Johnny. He loaned him to you. Your child is God's problem, not yours. Your health, your wealth, everything that you're concerned about, you don't have to be concerned about it anymore. You can let it go if you choose to let it go. Now, let me wrap this up by simply saying and bringing this to a conclusion. When you have a concern, your intended outcome is put on the back shelf for that concern. Let me say that again. When you have a concern, your pattern, again, is put on the back shelf. Let me say that again. When you have a concern, it overrides your pattern. Let me say that again. When you have a concern, it overrides your pattern that was sent to you by the Father. Let me say that one more time. When you have a concern, it overrides your pattern that was sent to you by the Father. One more time. When you have a concern, it overrides the pattern that was sent to you by the Pitar, which is your pattern. Now, brothers and sisters, you don't want to do that. Those fleshly, worldly, earthly concerns, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God, enemy of your God-ordained destiny. G-O-D, God-ordained destiny. Every time that you have a pattern or concern, it overrides God's pattern for your life. Every time. Now, we think concerns are good, meaning you have little Johnny, you're concerned about him going to school, getting a good education. That's God did not give you little Johnny or little Susie for that to overtake your pattern, but it does. God didn't give you that job for you to worry and for you to stress about whether you're going to get promoted or not, but you do. God did not give you your health or your body for you to be overly concerned and spend, you know, 4 to 5 hours a day in the gym, $600 a month on supplements, trying to pump up your muscles. Or buying, you know, getting your nails done, buying fake weave, putting, you know, fake buttocks, putting in fake chi-chis, spending all this money on your body. That's not why he gave you that body. He didn't give you the body to worship the body. He didn't give you your job for you to spend 12 hours a day on your job, worshiping your job, trying to get promoted, being stressed out, getting into this office politics, and that just overwhelmed your pattern. That's not why God gave you everything. He didn't give you that nice car for you to start worshiping that car. He didn't give you that big old 5, 10, 15, 20,000 square foot home for you to spend all your time, energy, and money concerned about how you're going to paint that house, that you don't got no time, no time for your pattern. That's not why God gave you stuff. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness or right standing, and all these things will be added. So let me give you 9 I's. Really 7. That's very important for you to understand. One is intended out. The first I is called intention. The second I is called information. The third I is called innovation. The fourth I is called incubation. The fifth I is called insight. The sixth I is called inspiration. The seventh I is called implementation. The eighth I is called integration. The ninth I is called incarnation. One day in the near future, I'm going to break down the 9 realms or the nine IDs of the unconscious pattern that makes you. Most folk ain't ready for that, ain't ready for that yet. So we're going to put that on the back burner until, you know, I get the green light. So that way you guys can stop playing around with these non-entities or these non-issues in this flesh. It's really disheartening sometimes to think or to hang out with people who don't know you. Part of it is my fault because I have not shown you me. I've watered myself down for people because, number one, I didn't believe my own self. I didn't believe my own potential. I didn't believe my own God-given giftedness, just like you. So now it's 2018, and I'm making another quantum leap. As I said before, at the beginning of today's show, desire but no energy, unconscious energy. I have a lot of clients, and a lot of clients are so powerful that it is overwhelmingly empowering at the greatness that I see. And it was because of this greatness, and with this, it's inside the realm of the unconscious, because it is this unconscious realm where your pattern is. That's where your true magic is. Your true power or your true magnetism, your true charisma in the Greek, where we get charismatic in English. So when you walk outside, I was talking with one of my newer clients, Sister Colette, and it's amazing because, you know, as a child, you know, she used the word moose or muse, M-U-S-E, and that word just simply means, you know, somebody that is basically an inspiration, and that's what I see. And remember I told you that my negative habit pattern, when my sister told me just one word or that phrase I said, that which was, you deserve to be happy. What that meant was, it's okay for you to be great. See, I've not given myself the okay because I've seen my greatness and I marveled at it and I put it back on the shelf because I said that, like you, I don't deserve it. Somebody comes to mind, think about brother, my good brother, our brother Ron, and another brother that I see that has greatness. And me and brother Ron been going round and round for a long time because brother Ron been fighting himself, his own greatness. Like I've been fighting my own greatness. So we both have elected to play small, stay small. We both decided to stay in the box that was given to us by, you know, the box maker, the cube, from the cross to the cube. Everybody that's a part of this group, you went from the cross, now you're inside the cube. Now the next level for everybody, myself, But you see, nobody can go higher than the leader. So as the leader of the life management system, I'm getting out of the cube. Now, you probably don't know what that means at this point. That's a very dangerous statement of what I'm making right now. Because that means I was at the cross. We all came from the cross. We all came from Calvary. We all came from that spiritual, that religious box. We left that box and we got into the cube. We didn't know it, but we got into Saturnalia. We got into understanding the hermetic laws of the universe. That's a box. That's a cube. That's a fetter. That's a letter. But now we're going from there and we're going into what I call, again, there are 12 shows I'm doing this year. At the end of these, we've only done one. I just finished Reincarnation, Resurrection. If you didn't get that series, what I'm getting ready to talk about next, which is photon physics light injection. So you are a photon light that has been injected into physics, a body. If you do not understand that, that's your cube. That's your box. So when you become a quantum fusion, when you go into what I call the quantum fusion induction state, that's what I'm talking about, getting out of the box. That means that your neurons, right now your neurons are being manipulated by what is called technopeptides. And I'm going to break all of this down because this is why they got chemtrails in the air, fluoride and Autobots and nanotechnology and all this other crap. But this is getting into where I'm going, which is called advanced fractal spirituality or spiritual synthetics or spiritual synthesis, which is another word for spiritual acoustics or spiritual physics, which simply means you get out of the box. That, what does that mean? You go into what is called a quantum fusion induction state. That's the same word or a deeper word of a single standing column of wave that's in the form of a body. And I've been saying that for years, that everybody should become a single standing column of waveform energy. That is good, but now we're ready for the next level. And by going to the next level, that means that that it's very dangerous because now your thoughts become things instantly. In other words, you manifest really fast like I do. So you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought at this level. So when you have your bad days, those are not at that level. You can't have those. You ever seen like a car that's driving? If you make a mistake driving a car going 10 miles an hour, what happens? Not too much. You just correct it. If you make a mistake in a car driving 200 miles an hour, what happens? You going up yonder, you bit the dust. You cannot make a mistake when you're vibrating at a high level. You cannot afford. You do not have the luxury of a negative thought. You don't have it. Now, I've been telling, you know, this is why I was, you know, I've mentioned Brother Roman a lot because he's been with me for a long time. And I used to be really hard on Brother Roman because I know where Brother Roman is going. Where Brother Roman is going, he cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. He cannot have emotional mismanagement. Cannot afford it. It cost him his spiritual heritage. You cannot make a mistake driving 20 miles an hour that you make driving 10. If you're driving 10 miles an hour and you swerve to miss a pothole or an animal that runs into the street, no problem. But if you're driving 200 miles an hour and you swerve because something is in the road, you just wreck your vehicle. You just crashed and burned. So if you get an IDEAL when you are not, when you're operating in the quantum fusion induction state, you just destroyed yourself. That's why this is so dangerous. That's why Sevan Bomar talks about this word that I've known for a long time that, again, they took out of all the ancient texts because that word is supposed to be a word that if you don't really know what you're doing, you just basically you're going to tear some stuff up. And on a certain level, that is a truth. All that word is the same thing that I'm telling you right now. Those eyes Now, there are 72 names of God. You can break them down into those nine eyes I just gave you. Those nine eyes, again, is intention, information, innovation, incubation, insight, inspiration, implementation, integration, which results in incarnation. If you understand those nine, which I will be breaking down later on this year when we do that series on genetic editing and what I call the true quantum destiny of mankind, that is totally taking the gloves off. I've purposely done this in phases because that's what I was instructed by God to do. Meaning that my spirit said that if you just like you can't take a child and put him inside of a convertible Lamborghini. If you buy a 16-year-old kid a convertible Lamborghini, you just sign his death certificate. How do I know? When I was a young man, I brought myself a Kawasaki 900. The thing went 160 miles an hour. I put my 6-year-old daughter on the back of the Kawasaki 900 at 21 years old. And drove that thing up to 140 miles an hour and crashed. I slid, according to the medical, and I've told this story before, I slid at least 50 to half of a football field on pavement. I went one way, my 6-year-old daughter, who's, I'm giving her to go to her wedding, at the conclusion of this evening show, driving 120 miles an hour on a motorcycle with no helmet and shorts at 21. Let me try not to get emotional. That was almost 40 years ago, and I still get emotional when I tell that story. Because I'm going to a wedding that almost didn't happen. Because I didn't respect the power of a Kawasaki 900. I've never ridden a motorcycle since. I'm not smart enough to ride a motorcycle. I don't have the intellectual capacity to respect the power of it. That is why I hesitate on teaching some of the stuff that I know. Because if you get to this level and you a kid playing games, gonna cost you or a loved one. I could have lost my daughter at 6 because I didn't respect the power. It's the grace of God that my daughter's still here and I'm going to her wedding and she's almost 30. I could have lost her at 6 because I made a mistake of not respecting the power of a powerful piece of machinery. And this stuff that I'm talking about is way more powerful than a freaking motorcycle. So for the members of the Life Management Team, again, I'm not begging nobody to be part of my team no more. I'm not asking nobody for no payments. I'm not coddling people at this level. Everything that happens is for a reason. So if you drop out, it's probably good that you drop out. Because where I'm going, yeah, you can't be skittish. You gotta have clarity, which gives you confidence. Because when you get into this quantum realm, it's a realm that allows you to biolocate. And we'll be breaking that down later. Well, brothers and sisters, that's the end of today's message. I was gonna start the next message right after this one. I'm gonna take a little break. We'll kick the next message part two off at 1 instead of 12:30. And 1 o'clock we'll continue with part three. Part three of the 7-hour life management system. Everybody's part of the life management system. We'll see you in about 30 minutes. I will send out the link here in about 5 minutes. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you at the top. God bless.